Being tuned in means
no algorithms throttling your content.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, the only radio program whose programming philosophy was written into the lyrics of a Huey Lewis and the News song to keep it safe from international corporate piracy. Joining us on the Newsmakers line, and I want to get a chance, we've been into a lot of stuff this morning, but I wanted Glenn Youngkin to join us from the campaign trail, running for the GOP nomination for governor, convention May 1st. Nobody's listening to my suggestion about using Zoom and some of the technology out there, Glenn. But how are you doing this morning? How has the campaign trail been treating you, even through the winter storms?
Joe, thanks for having me. I'm doing great, and we are moving all over our Commonwealth. And I've just been so encouraged by the reception, the support, and the enthusiasm. I'm having a great time, but boy, Virginians are really focused on this election, and I can't wait to work like crazy to go win it.
Now, you just announced yesterday that you are launching an election integrity task force, and one would wish, you know, that the actual governor, the current governor, would be the one doing something like that, but I'm not holding my breath. Tell us a little bit about this action plan and what you want to look at, because it certainly is one of the things I hear from listeners all the time is, when are these people going to start talking about election integrity?
Well, Joe, I'm the first candidate to really highlight the importance of this, but the reality is this is not a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have been raising issues about our election process and the integrity of it for over a decade. And I keep telling folks, you know, let's not make this a partisan Republican or Democrat issue. This is a democracy issue. So we announced yesterday a task force. We're inviting Virginians across the Commonwealth to join it. And we have a pretty straightforward view. This is a 5-point plan. You know, most politicians come up with 10-point, 15-point, and 20-point plans, and they never get done. I'm not a politician, Joe. I just put forth a common sense set of initiatives. First, the Department of Elections should be made independent and transparent. It's not right now. Second, we should make sure the voter rolls are actually reviewed, and people that have unfortunately passed away or moved away should be removed from it. It's just not happening. Third, we got to make sure that we actually have voter ID laws that just require a state-issued ID. You got to have one to go to the ABC store, get on an airplane. Shouldn't we have one to vote? Fourth, we should make sure that people who request a mail-in ballot are citizens, and that when it comes back, it is actually those folks that mm-hmm. filled it out. We just need a second signature on it again, like we used to have. Mm-hmm. And then finally, when it comes to counting the ballots, we should just make sure that we have proper observers present. That'll make everybody feel confident in the process. And the voting machines are actually tested beforehand and audited afterwards so that everybody has confidence that what happened with them was right. Joe, this isn't rocket science. We're not trying to put anybody on the moon here. We're just trying to reestablish faith and confidence in our election process, which is the absolute cornerstone of our democracy. Well, and those are the things that I believe that when I'm governor, I will do if this governor hasn't done them yet, and I'm worried he won't.
Well, Glenn, let me ask you this. So Nancy Pelosi brought back H.R. 1, which she tried to get through last Congress. She hopes, you know, with a more friendly Senate, she'll get it through. And it basically turns into federal law all the things that went wrong in the 2020 election, including these fragmented 45-day election cycles, which, quite honestly, it's hard enough to get poll watchers, you know, to hover over and make sure that Election Day operates properly. But when Election Day becomes election month and a half, that really, you know, becomes a problem. So what about a world where Glenn Youngkin is governor of Virginia, but Nancy Pelosi puts this federal law? Will you defy that federal law and say, no, Virginia is going to do this is Virginia's election law, and would you fight her in court over it?
Well, Joe, I am no constitutional attorney. But I do believe that states actually have the responsibility and the right to define their election process. And therefore, states will have to stand up and protect themselves. And as governor, I believe that's our right. And so, yeah, I will defend our Commonwealth against against overreach from the federal government like you just described. I mean, the problem we've got right now, Joe, is that the Democrats in Washington and the Democrats in Richmond are really happy giving away all of our state rights. I mean, there was a bill that was trying to be progressed in the House of Delegates that was, in fact, going to allocate our electoral college votes based on how the country votes, as opposed to how Virginians vote.
This is where
the heart and mind are of the Democrats today, which is to give away all of the rights that dutifully and constitutionally belong to our beloved Commonwealth, and we've got to stand up against that.
Hey, Glenn Youngkin is on with us, and I always forget this, you know, meat and potatoes stuff. Where can people visit you online?
People can visit me online at www.youngkinforgovernor.com. And by the way, they can join our election integrity task force, and they can learn a lot more about our campaign. So I invite everybody to go there.
Hey, Glenn, real quick, Chris has got a question for either you or me. I don't know which one. But Chris, we're right up against a break. I don't have a ton of time. Just give me your question, and then Glenn will answer it when we get back.
Yeah, Glenn, I just wanted to know what you thought about the idea of trying to get the Democrats to be quiet about the race card when it comes to having IDs in order to vote and how they use past history in order to get us to shut our mouths. And are you willing to stand up to that? Thanks.
All right, Chris. Glenn will answer that when we come back from break. Glenn, hang on the line. We've got sports coming up, and we'll get back with Glenn Youngkin for governor in a moment.
Tuned in to you as much as you are tuned into us. Fox News updates every half hour on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the morning.
No more lockdown.
Glenn Youngkin running for the GOP nomination for governor. Glenn, thank you for spending time with us. And give it again, give the website or Facebook page people can visit you.
Sure. It's www.youngkinforgovernor.com. Again, www.youngkin4governor.com. Please come visit us. Sign up. We can get you campaign updates real time. And follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. We're on the road all over the Commonwealth and would just love to have you traveling with us.
So Chris left, and this is why my audience doesn't let me get away with anything. I got to be A game, 5 a.m. sharp. These guys are the best when it comes to, getting right to the root of it. So you say election integrity, and then immediately the Virginia left will scream, vote suppression, poll tax. I've heard it all before. They'll start playing the race card, which ironically, as far as I can tell, the only prosecutions about voter fraud are involving Stacey Abrams and the Right Reverend Senator Warnock in Georgia. How is it that they get to have their cake and eat it too? And as Chris said, how do you stand up against it?
Well, I think this is at the heart of why, as an outsider, I shake my head at these just commonplace political games that show up all the time. I mean, let's just remind ourselves, Joe, just back in 2019, one of the top issues that House Democrats, led by Nancy Pelosi, was after was election security. This is what they were talking about. So I just wanted, let me just be really, really clear. We are not suggesting anything that would restrict any legal voter's ability to participate. In fact, I would so strongly encourage every eligible voter in Virginia to please register to vote if you haven't already. And please fully participate in November's election. There is nothing about what the 5 points we've put forth that want to do anything other than make sure that we have faith in the election process and trust in the outcome, and we want every eligible voter in Virginia who can legally vote to participate and have their vote counted. The key here is that there are questions that have been raised, questions that were raised by Democrats when they wanted to raise them, mm-hmm. and some questions that have now been raised by Republicans. And I've said, this is not a partisan issue. This is absolutely a democracy issue. And if we don't restore the faith in our election process soon, then we're going to really be challenged as a democracy, and people aren't going to participate when they should. And so, again, I think that the politicians, these lifelong politicians, all they want to do is divide. And what I'm talking about is uniting. I'm talking about bringing together Virginians around a topic that is not a Democrat or Republican issue. Mm-hmm. This is not about restricting people's ability to vote. If they can vote, should vote, and will vote, please vote.
Glenn,
let's do it in a way that we have faith in.
Isn't it fair to say to somebody in the poor, you know, black or Latino or white communities that if the money is out there driving voters to dilute your vote, when people who aren't voters vote, that actually hurts the poor community, as so many things do that the American left promotes?
Well, Joe, I think this, again, gets right back to the fact is what are we trying to accomplish? What we are trying to accomplish is, you know, whether you're white or black or Latino or Asian, no matter where you were, no matter what, you know, what part of Virginia you live in, Southwest Virginia or Northern Virginia or Hampton Roads or Greater Richmond or Southside. I mean, we want everybody to participate. And that is what this is all about. But when we are in a situation where there have been questions raised, again, by Democrats 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago,
sure,
10 years ago, and by Republicans, all it says to me as an outsider is, we got a problem and let's go fix it. And let's not turn this into a divisive issue that pits people against one another. Let's come together, come up with a very straightforward set of action steps to address these concerns, reestablish faith in our election process, and let's get moving.
Well,
get moving. It's one of these things. Joe, the biggest problem I see with politicians today is all they want to do is divide and bog us down in political games. And as an outside candidate here, what I stand for is actually action, results, and then move forward. And this is what we're missing today in politics, is folks that actually want to trust their leaders not to be bogged down and get nothing done, but to, in fact, take an issue, put forward a straightforward, common-sense plan to get it resolved, and move forward. And this is what Virginians, and oh, by the way, I believe this is what Americans want out of their political leaders today, not the same old political games that we keep seeing.
Well, let's bring this to May 1st. Let's move off of November and let's go to the GOP convention, because I will predictably get a lot of phone calls the week prior to it when the TV coverage ramps up saying, where do I go to vote? Now is the time to become a delegate. Now is the time to get with your local units or go to your website, Glenn, or any of them. But you've got a lawsuit filed by a lifelong Republican in Virginia against the Republican Party saying that, you know, the convention is to keep the outsider out and give it to an insider. But we got all these outsiders who are also in the race. How does election integrity work at the intersection of how the Virginia Republican Party is planning on doing their convention, if there is a plan at all?
Well, Joe, right now, State Central doesn't have a plan. And boy, can I sympathize with Senator Chase on her frustration about the fact that our State Central Committee, here we are on February the 16th, we have an election in November, and we don't even have a plan to select our candidate. I mean, this is absolutely amazing to me. We're arguing here about making sure that we have faith in our election process, and the State Central Committee can't even define how we're going to select our candidate. We're moving forward. I've said over and over again, just, I don't care what the answer is, folks, get us an answer. Get us an answer, because it's not fair to Republicans. It's not fair to Virginians. And I tell you, I think all of the candidates, all of the statewide candidates should stand up and say collectively, and you hear me right now, just like Brandon Michon said to the Loudoun County School Board, raise the bar, get the job done, give us an answer, and let us move forward this so that Republicans can participate in the selection of our nominee. I fully intend on being that nominee. I've got an enormous amount of support across the Commonwealth, and people want to sign up to be delegates. They want to participate, and whenever in May this is going to happen. But goodness gracious, folks, let's just get on with this. And again, here we have politicians messing up the way that we're going to have to decide who we're going to nominate. And so I'll say it again. I have a huge amount of sympathy for Senator Chase's frustration here. I feel it as well. And I just implore State Central to give us a decision and get on with it. And if the other candidates aren't saying the same thing, well, I don't understand that.
From the governor's mansion to City Hall, all of the election 2021 coverage you need at the top of every hour, right here on WCHV.
I drink your health this morning.
Yes, you, my love, with my
get to your the e-postman always rings a couple of times. We got a pile of emails, but we've held on to Glenn Youngkin. There's so much ground to cover before May 1st. Hey, Glenn, let me ask you this before I let you go, and I know time is short, but I've got in a field that has got, you know, all these, quote, outsiders there as part of the field. How do you separate yourself from all the folks who say, hey, I'm a businessman, I'm not a politician, it's the same thing? So differentiate yourself, and how does that match up with, and I hate to say it to the other Democrats, but with Terry McAuliffe, who appears to be, you know, head and shoulders the front runner in their race, before we have to let you go?
Joe, thank you for that question. I'd start out by saying I'm a true conservative, and people who get to know me really understand that. I've got business experience like no one else in this race. The organization that I led, we managed $230 billion of assets. That's nearly four times our state budget. So leading and running and delivering results from a complex organization is something that I am fully qualified to do. I am a true outsider. I have never run for anything before. All of these candidates that we're running against, they want this job, Joe. They've been seeking this job. And I actually want to do the job for everybody, because I believe government should work for Virginians, not tell them what to do. And I think, finally, I can win. And I think that's such a key moment for Republicans, which is we have lost 11 years in a row statewide elections. And here we go with a chance to fully change that. I've been hearing across the Commonwealth that we're ready to win. Well, folks, I can win, and that's so important. And whether it's Terry McAuliffe or anybody else that the Democrats put forward, I can win, and it's our time as Republicans to win. I think the key thing to make sure that folks understand in the race against the Democrats is we need a conservative. That's me. We need someone who can fundamentally rebuild this economy and get it moving like never before. I keep calling it a rip-roaring economy with more jobs than Virginians can take, and I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody on building an economy and creating jobs. And then finally, we're going to have to deliver the resources in order to go head-to-head with the Democrat fundraising machine. And I will tell you, the support that I've got across Virginia and across the country, and the resources that we'll bring ourselves, that's going to position us well to compete like no other Republican can compete. So, Joe, I look so forward to this race. I look so forward to competing like no Republican has in the last 11 years and delivering a victory. And I think it's time. It's time for a Republican to be governor of Virginia, and I think Virginians are ready to.
Well, let me ask you then this. You know, we mentioned this, and again, so many things, so little time. But the governor announced yesterday that mystery money has appeared again. He calls it revenue. I call it collections. Some call it confiscations. But all of a sudden, $410 million new appeared in the state's projections. But there's a lot of support expected from the state for folks who are still shut down. First, you know, I guess we have to get the businesses back open at full song. And I still would love to see how many grocery store employees have come down with COVID since they've been open for the entirety of this as a population. But that's a sidebar. So talk about tax revenue, tax collections in Virginia. You know, do we need to look at ways we increase taxes? What if the General Assembly stays in the Democrats' hands and they send you a budget that includes tax increases?
Well, Joe, I was the first and I believe the only Republican candidate for this job who has signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge. And I pledge that anything that looks or smells or sounds like a tax increase, I'm going to veto. I'm going to say that again. Anything that looks or smells or sounds like a tax increase, I'm going to veto. What this development demonstrates is the idea that we're going to collect a whole bunch of your money, and we're not going to use it. And, oh, by the way, there is an enormous amount of CARES money that has flowed to the Commonwealth as well, and that money has not been used. And here we have schools that need support in order to get back open. We must get our schools back open, and they need support. We've got law enforcement across Virginia where people wanted to defund it that need equipment and need support. I was yesterday with a volunteer fire department and at a volunteer fire department, and they need equipment. We have so many businesses that have been shut down unnecessarily, and now suffer under the burden of heightened regulatory and red tape, and yet we have excess funds in Richmond. And so I believe that money should go back to taxpayers. It should be used to support the most important things that we've got, and to actually just keep it is just not right. It's just not right. So this is another example of where I believe that the Democrats forget whose money it is. Whose money is this? This is actually Virginians' money, not the government's money. And so that's why I signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, and that's the philosophy, and that's what I'm going to do when I'm governor, is make sure that Virginians' money stays in their pocket and doesn't unnecessarily gather up in a bank account in Richmond.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate it. We got to run, but again, give the website address, and again, all the your website, I presume, has places for people to sign up to be a delegate, correct?
Yes, sir, it does. So, it's Youngkin for governor. Everybody says, well, Youngkin, and I always say, well, just think about Duncan for Youngkin. It's Youngkin, forgovernor.com. And you can sign up to be a delegate. You can sign up to get information. You can sign up for our Election Integrity Task Force. And we just so appreciate all the support across the Commonwealth. I am absolutely fired up, Joe. And we're going to do something this year that is going to deliver a future for Virginia that is beyond what people could possibly believe. Because Virginia should be the best place to live and work and raise a family, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to make it the best place to live and work and raise a family, and that gets me so excited.
Well, Glenn, Virginians appreciate the work, so wear the shoe leather out, and we'll talk to you again before May 1st. Plenty of time, so thank you, sir.
Joe, thank you for having me again this morning. Everybody, please drive safely. The roads are tough.
If it's important to Charlottesville and Central Virginia,
second COVID-19 community vaccination site,
it's on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.